yoke of
oxen.
And suppose you had two of these. You had a yoke here and a yoke here. You might say, I have two.
Two yoke. It's the same word, two yoke of oxen.
Okay. And the baby cow is called the what? The cat, huh?
Well, the heifer. I guess that's what you want in.
Huh? Little baby.
Well, either one. The
heifer or what?
Well, now listen, a female, of course, be called a heifer, and the other be called a bull, but bull calf.
Calf.
Mm-hmm. Heifer calf and a bull calf, if that's what you're
calf getting. Is what I want you to say. I just want a pronunciation. I didn't remember. Then the animal that you'd ride, you'd go riding on a
horse.
And I'm from the city. You might say, I have never
ridden.
And you might say that yesterday I got on the horse and right away I
fell off.
Which probably would happen too.
Well, I've done that several times when I was a kid. We used to have old horses and they were pretty jolty when we ride them. It was gentle as they could be. And one day my brother and I went out in the wood pasture like to get the horses. My dad, we wanted to use them. We got on this one. The other one had always followed then if we drove one. We both got on some way down there on a log or a tree or something. He started jolting that horse along, trotting, you know, and it was an old kind of a horse. His joints were stiff, and I got to bouncing from one side to the other like this, you know. Pretty soon down I went, and you know, that horse stopped right there in his track, just stood there.
Hey, what do we put on the feet of the horse?
Shoes. Horse shoes.
Shoes. And they ever have a game they play with these?
Yeah.
What do they call the game?
Pitching horseshoes.
Same thing. They ever call it quoits?
Well, no, that's a game of itself. It's there around rings to throw. Quoits is the rub. Quoits is the rub.
Quoits.
Quoits. Yeah, they're just a round ring, kind of flat, and they use them the same as they do the horseshoes, only there's no opening in them, and you've just got to get them over the pin if you make a ringer, see? Boy, I used to like to pitch horses. I would yet today if I could have some place handy where I could go out and pitch them. Uh-huh. You know, once in a while when I felt like it.
You put the horseshoes on the horse's
feet.
I said feet, but
hoofs. Hoofs is what you want.
Uh-huh. And the male sheep is called a
buck.
And you didn't use the word around the ladies special for that.
Well, I've never had any occasion to myself, but I wouldn't hesitate to say it because, listen.
I agree with you.
Huh?
I agree with you. It's a,
listen, it's the proper word to say, and it's no more out of order to say a buck sheep than to say a ewe. Mm-hmm. Not a bit.
And you raise sheep for their,
well,
maybe for the mutton, but maybe.
Mutton, but wool, most, not exactly that. Now, these fellows that raise sheep, a lot of them buy the lambs in the West, bring them in here and feed them out. Well, they, of course, produce both wool and mutton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they do with them when they get them, but I, when they take them to market, if they've got wool on, why, they're skinned that way, with the wool on.
Mm-hmm. You name the different kinds of hogs, the male, female, young, and the old.
Well, the male hog is a boar, the female is a sow, and as a younger one, a younger sow, we call them gilts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the pigs, and the castrated pig is a barrel, and the female is a gilt. That's the distinguished name for them.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up and they call them gilts till they have their first litter. Through their first litter of pigs, and then if they breed them usually for a second or third litter, why, from that time on, they'll call them a sow.
Mm-hmm.
They're full matured, you know.
But a general term for all the whole bunch of them might be what?
Hogs.